Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Hooters bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, President of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. I hope you check those out and check them out and see what they have to offer. Lots of important stuff there. It will help you, that's a one-stop shop, folks, basically to help you become more aware of the public policy issues that are affecting you and your small business. And if you don't get involved, then you're going to wind up taking from the policymakers who create whatever they want and assume that you don't care. So please get involved. Karen, thanks again for being here. We're talking about some of the appointments that President-elect Trump is making to his cabinet. Mm-hmm. Tillerson, the CEO of Exxon, is really making a lot of heads explode. And I have to say, it was a bleak level for me in two ways. Number one, his cozy relationship with the Russians, number one. Number two, there's something called statecraft that maybe he's got more of it than I think, and I'm not saying we have to have a technocrat in there, but this is an interesting choice, isn't it?
It is an interesting choice, but, you know, he's got a lot of global experience. I mean, he's dealt with the heads of many countries,
yeah.
And, you know, in doing business in these countries around the world, he's not going to have to be brought up to speed, you know, in terms of diplomacy. And in terms of how these countries work.
And if they put John Bolton in there as number two, he'll have the statecraft he can help him with.
Well, I think the state, yes. I mean, and so that's what I see with a lot of these picks, right? I mean, you do see, people that, were the number two and the number three or the team around them is going to be very important because yep. There's the bureaucracy, there's the culture, there's all that you have to deal with, you know, in terms of moving the ship in the way that President-elect Trump wants it to go.
The two things I liked about Tillerson.
I just think you have to have this large-scale operation.
Big thinkers.
To run these things.
And winners. Winners.
Yeah. Exactly.
I want winners in charge of our government.
Right.
You know, the two things I like about Tillerson, number one, is he's a winner. He doesn't want to lose. I'm assuming he cares about America. The second thing I liked about him was Condoleezza Rice and Bob Gates recommended him. That's enough for me for now.
Yeah. No, I think you'll I have no problems with him at all. But in fact, I think just someone, you know, understanding, the most important thing that these countries want, right, is to grow their economies.
Yep.
And to be respected on the world stage,
mm-hmm.
and have a relationship with the United States. So the diplomacy of business, Jim, I know. I've traveled to the State Department extensively
yep,
over the past
10
years. I know what these leaders want. And they want to create investment-friendly climates. They want to engage with the United States. They want to become more entrepreneurial. So I think having a business person in charge makes total sense.
I want to shift over real quickly and talk about Gary Cohn, who is the president of Goldman Sachs. And he is going to become now the National Economic Council head, and he's a major Obama liberal. That's really a bleak level for me, Karen.
Yeah, you know, talk about sort of like twisting things up a little bit, right? Yeah, inside the White House. Yeah,
that's almost heresy.
You know, and a lot of free market conservatives and economists, you know, are very concerned about this. I mean, there is some, they are raising their eyebrows over this pick, you know, only because if you look at the entire Trump agenda in terms of, you know, his tax agenda,
right.
His regulatory agenda.
He's not going to be deciding on his own. He's just going to be one voice.
Well, he has one voice out of many because if you look at all the other picks, I mean, you know, they're definitely aligned with where Trump wants to go on the policy.
Karen,
an interesting pick. And,
I've only got a minute left. I want to ask you.
Yes.
We've danced around it a little bit. I think we maybe presume this. How do you feel about small businesses' chances going forward in a Trump administration?
You know, Jim, I'm very optimistic, but you know what? One of the things that we really think the Trump administration needs to do, and we've been starting to push this idea, is that they need a small business and entrepreneurs forum or council.
Yep.
That is advising the president, similar
yep.
to his CEO forum that he
I
has
I used to
now
be a member
business.
Of the SBA council like that, but we were never more than just, we just met and they told us stuff.
I think he really needs to have this forum like he has the big business forum. Not that I'm against
yep.
that. I think that's a great idea.
Right.
But small business people, you know what I mean, they're on the front lines. They come up with innovative solutions.
Yep.
They catch
yep.
emerging trends.
And not just throw us a bone. Have some teeth.
Exactly.
I agree.
You know, we're working on that, Jim.
Hey, Karen, thanks. I appreciate you, folks. That's what I'm talking about. This is the kind of voice that Karen has up there. Karen, thank you for 19 great years.
Thank you, Jim.
Karen
Happy
Kerrigan,
holidays.
Ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.